From our nation's capital, this is Naps Chat.
I'm gonna sit right down and write myself a letter and make believe it came from you.
Hi, this is Bob Levy. I am not in the nation's capital today. In fact, I'm at the capital of the state of California in Sacramento, and I am joined with three distinguished members of the National Association of Postal Supervisors who are attending the California Postal Coalition's annual legislative seminar. I am joined by Marilyn Walton, the Western Regional Vice President of NAPS, Yolanda Grayson, the legislative representative of NAPS from Branch 39 in Los Angeles, and the state's legislative consultant, Marcia Danzy. What I want to do is I want to speak with Marilyn for a moment about the history of the California Postal Coalition, because it is one of the only such organizations in the country, and I'd like you to talk the history and its effectiveness in networking and legislative programming.
Good afternoon, Bob, and welcome to California. We really want to thank you so much. You've been participating over the years. This is our 21st California Postal Employee Legislative Coalition event. And we came together in 1998 because of it was a negative anti-postal resolution put forth by UPS. And one of our founding members, Clarice Golden, who was with NAPIS and now currently with UPMA, the United Postmasters of America, got us together as a group, and she invited NAPS in, the Postmasters. We got a few of our friends that from the unions who used to meet together at the Pacific Area office, and we started meeting together on what we could do, what kind of resolution could we come up with in the state of California. Because we're a very large state, we're one-eighth of the economy, we didn't feel like we should take that negative resolution from UPS lying down. So we all got together, came up with our own resolution and our own meetings. And so from there, we started meeting quarterly and talking about postal legislation at the state level. We even took the opportunity after meeting with our coalition annual event, we would go up to our state capitol and we would educate many of the California state legislators on postal issues, and now many of them are now serving in Congress, because we know that California's state representatives are the training ground for our national, congressional, and senators in Washington. So again, we meet every year, and we have this event, and it's really great because we have all the unions, postal unions, the two management associations, NARF, and now we have even invited in TSA, and Social Security. So some of our government sisters and brothers would come in to join us. So it's been a really good event. And again, Bob, I want to thank you for so many years coming out earlier and now the last few years calling in, and now to be here today is really an honor. And it's really an honor that you're serving NAPS. We really appreciate that.
Thanks a lot, Marilyn. You know, I've been Skyping out to this event for the last number of years. And as I've told other folks, it's much more exciting coming here in 3D rather than two-dimensional showing up on a screen. Yolanda, what number event is this for you?
Thank you, Bob. This is my second year being here at the California Coalition.
And Yolanda, what do you get out of the event? What do you learn? How do you interact with folks? And is it worthwhile?
You know, Bob, this is very much worthwhile. This is my second year, as I said before, and I have learned more about legislation here than ever. I mean, I attend the Hill every year, but this is a very good organization that we definitely learn our bills. We learn what we need to present on the Hill. It's a great opportunity to be here. It really is.
Now, Marcia, this is what number event of coming to the coalition is this for you?
I've been here. This is my fifth opportunity to come to the coalition. I started coming when I became the legislative consultant for the state. I enjoy coming. I was not aware of all of the different organizations that were involved, but it definitely allowed me to learn that we all have the same issues, whether we're craft or managers. And so I am just excited. I have the past couple of, it kind of prepares me going into LTS. The last couple of weeks, I have reached out to all of my California branches, and we have identified our new congressional members. I asked them to get back with me if they have questions, concerns. Marilyn will be providing me with the different committees because I didn't have all the committee assignments up to this point. And so I'll continue to reach out to them on a weekly basis until we actually get to LTS. And once we're there, we also will do our caucusing and that kind of thing, making sure that we all have all our bases covered. It also allows me to understand the bills that will be forthcoming and that we'll be dealing with on LTS. So it really, really prepares me. So I really enjoy coming to the coalition in February.
Talk to me a little bit, Yolanda and Marcia, about your networking with other postal employee groups and how you sort of work together collaboratively with the other organizations and to the benefit of all postal employees. And then we'll first Marcia, then we'll go to Yolanda, okay?
In our branch, we have managers from all different areas, but we also, at the same time, we have activities where we invite in craft members as well, and they are part of APW, mail handlers, and such. And so we come together because we understand we all one family. We all one family, and so we all working together for the good of the organization. And that's why I continually talk to people about, you know, in my postal walk, is that no matter who I am, you are, we all working for the greater good of the organization.
Okay, Yolanda?
Just to piggyback on what Marcia just said, we in the Los Angeles area, Branch 39, we do the same. We interact with both craft as well as management in the good for the Postal Service in legislative, ideas and bills.
Marilyn?
Yes, one thing I'd like to offer. Over the 21 years, we've worked together with the unions and the management associations, the postmasters, NARF. One thing we agreed on, we leave our egos at the door. We come in with one thought in mind, working on postal legislation for the good of all of us. So that's been our mandate, and that's why I think we've been able to work together. And we're hoping that we can encourage other groups across the country. We've had other groups come out from North Carolina and various places trying to get together, and we try to tell them that we're not working on what's going on in the workroom floor. We're working on the greater good for providing service to the customer, keeping the Postal Service viable and strong, and working on legislation. So that's what our mission is, and that's what we've been working for.
Yolanda, talk to me about California's fairly unique here in that there are so many new freshman members of Congress. Tell me, if you can, how an event like this helps you acclimate yourself to sort of approaching new members of Congress and educating them about postal issues.
Okay, that's a good one. Fairly new. It's like letters. Also, I have participated in town hall meetings, with, some of the representatives and, making sure that my organization is out there, so they know that we are, we're providing a service. We don't want to be privatized. We want their support. So getting the information, educating them about the Postal Service is what I like to do.
Okay. Marcia?
So when I reached out to my branches in January regarding our upcoming LTS in D.C., one of the things that I did was identify the new congressional representatives from their area, and I told them to go to the offices, the local office first before we go to D.C. and try and just kind of start establishing that new relationship, because I have one myself. I have 10. So I have Josh Harder. So I'm kind of excited about it. And so that's one of the things that I've done so far as we're leading up to LTS.
Final question. I'm going to pose it to you, Marilyn. What suggestions would you have for other states that may want to sort of establish a coalition similar to the one that we have in the state of California?
I've been asked that question many times over the years. You have to have a dedicated core group. We have a lot of people participating here today, but we have a core group of dedicated individuals from each of the union groups and the managements. And they're willing to call in or be there or be available for each quarterly meeting, like NELC hosts us. The mail handlers used to host us. We have these core people, postmasters, they call in or they'll come in, the NARV people, and they are our core group. They're always there. They sort of, you know, get the work done, get our annual event organized, and then we bring in each groups from all of our organizations. So you've got to have a dedicated core group and a commitment from those people. And once you get that and you get some communication going, and it you just 10 people becomes 20 people becomes 30 and more and more. So that's that has contributed to our...
Great. Thank you, Marilyn. Anyway, I want to thank Marilyn Walton, the Western Regional Vice President of NAPS, Yolanda Grayson, the Legislative Representative from Branch 39 in Los Angeles, and the state's Legislative Consultant Marcia Danzi, who joined me here today at the California Postal Coalition meeting in Sacramento, California. So next week, I'll be back in Washington, D.C., bringing you this podcast. So until next week.
Write down and write myself a letter. And